And welcome to episode. I don't
It's
know what.
12, God dang it. Don't do it. It's 12.
That wasn't what I was about to laugh. The thing is,
What's
I don't know what I was about to laugh at. I just started laughing. I don't
Lord have
know what.
mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just begun the show, and this is a preface of what may occur. So, let me welcome you to episode 12 of the Colts and Mirrors podcast. We got to find a quote, and we are going to reflect on that quote. And we might laugh a little bit for no reason at all. So, that's I say might, but that's already occurred. So we might continue to laugh a little bit for no reason at all.
I'm in a real good mood. The weather's nice. Man, I feel like this is the best day that we've had all year, man. I'm
It
missing a
was a
good
pretty good year. It was a
yeah.
pretty good year. Jesus, pretty good day.
Yeah.
All right. I am on commentary. And who's this other guy over here? What's your name,
Somebody
sir?
is just laughing and stuff, man. That's
All right.
my
If
name.
you want me to call you Giggles for the duration of this show.
Oh no, I'm Terrell James. All right,
Okay.
and
All right.
this
That was good.
is Quotes and Mirrors.
If you was gonna leave it up to me, it was gonna get stupid. All right, so we do have a quote for today as it's scrolling across the screen in the event that you are watching us on YouTube. If you are just listening, this quote is by Mr. Thomas Duke of Norfolk, like Norfolk, Virginia. You know what? I don't know. I don't know about that one. They don't seem like they got dukes down in Norfolk. Just seems a little. Seem a little odd. I guess I didn't know this cult goes that far back at any rate.
It
The
actually
cult.
goes back to 1538.
1538.
Yeah,
Look
he
at
said
you.
it in a letter to Thomas Cromwell.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I think I'd like to hear about this. As a matter of fact, by the way, while you all are waiting, we have baited you. The quote is, "You can't have your cake and eat it too." Now, back to Mr. Cromwell, real quick. He wrote this to a letter, I mean, in a letter to Mr. Thomas Cromwell. Okay, now I'm gonna tell you what. I chose this quote because I've been hearing it for years. Never made sense to me. Logically speaking, I got my cake. What else am I supposed to do with it but eat it?
That was always my question. What the hell
Dude,
else am I supposed to do with cake?
it really was. But you know what? I realized because see, that was a situation where funny always wins, right? It just made sense to be like, well, it's my cake, why can't I eat it? It's like with that ginkgo biloba they tell you to take for memory. If you can memory to remember to take it, guess what? Right? It just, funny always wins. But I tell you what, just a couple weeks ago, it hit me what this quote was actually saying. I'm not going to tell you yet. I want to know what you say about this quote.
Well,
Like, what is it saying?
I did my research on it, so I know exactly what he means. So,
Oh, well, in that case, I
I
won't
cheat.
tell you why. No problem. I want you to tell me that way I can know if I landed on the right thing because it was a bit of an epiphany for me. And if it was an empty epiphany, well, then I guess I'm back to the drawing board.
Well,
So,
actually, so it made me realize that oftentimes people use the quote the wrong way, or
yeah.
they don't exactly know what they're saying when they say this.
Mm-mm.
So I've always heard this in terms of cheating. I've always heard
Okay.
it from a woman.
Okay.
And saying you can't have your cake and eat it too. Of course, this is long ago, not during my marriage. Let me get this very clear. Okay. But yeah, it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. But what he was saying is you can't have your cake as in keep it in your possession and eat it at the same time. You have to make a
Exactly.
choice. Exactly. Yeah. So for me, when I realized that, I was like, dang, I wish I would have known this back when them women were telling me you can't have your cake and eat it too. Because what that means is I can have her, I just can't keep her.
Oh boy. Now hold on a second. hold on a second, player. Let me back that up a little bit. Now you did say, you said you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
So okay, so what choice are you saying you have to make? You can either have the cake or eat the cake.
Right, boy.
That's it.
I'm gonna try my best not to go.
It's already colloquial. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
It is. And for those of you that don't know what colloquial means, well, we'll see you when you get back from Google. So, it just hit for real. It just hit me. I just understood it like about a month ago. Yeah. That because I was always like, well, it's my cake. But the thing is, when people use this quote, what they're focusing on is like, you can't have your cake. Like they're like, but it's my cake. It's my cake. And then if it's my cake, I can do what I want to do with it. If I want to eat it, I can eat it. If I don't, you know what I mean? So they completely misinterpreted altogether. And I finally realized, yo, this simply means that you cannot have this cake, consume this cake,
right,
and expect it to still be present on your plate.
Exactly.
And man, I'm telling you, first of all, I feel like quite an idiot. Now, up until then, I've never used, okay, I won't say never. I want to say never because I feel like an idiot and I feel like I was one of the people that used this quote completely out of context, right? But I didn't really use it often enough to say, all right, this is the thing that I say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But man, when I figured it out, it was, I felt like an idiot. I was like, wow, all this time I just been so eager to make the joke. You know what I mean? I've been so eager to make the joint. I'm like, yo, there's arguments I could have won had I used this thing properly.
Right. Me too. I did the same thing. I would always just go to the joke.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and then yeah. And not to mention the understanding of this situation would allow me to put up a better defense when it was used against me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So exactly. So now I don't know, what was he talking about, by the way, in the letter to Mr. Thomas Cromwell? Do you know?
So the letter was written in 1538, and back in 1538, they had a bunch of language and stuff that we didn't understand. I didn't read that damn letter.
Oh.
So it confused me.
I mean, it was probably just a bunch of D's and thous, right?
Probably. Like
ear twos and ne'er-de-wells and things like that.
Ne'er-de-wells?
What? Were you going to tell me it ain't? You don't know what it was. Shut up. Well, don't shut up. We got to continue the conversation.
Ne'er D. Wells. Is that Ida B. Wells' sister? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was obvious that we were shooting in the dark about what that language might have been just then.
We are. It's just that bullet is just bouncing around right now. And I'm trying to get hit.
I've heard the phrase ne'er D. Wells somewhere before, but that ain't really what we're talking about. I don't know where it came from. But by the way, a portion of this episode is brought to you by I won't do that. They don't need to see the bottle and they don't need the free publicity. They're doing well without it.
But exactly. Anyway. But if they do want to cut a check, we'll do it all day long. Just advertising for them. So.
I'm with you. But so this right here, I guess I didn't really get. Now, first of all, let me ask you, do you have a bunch of notes?
You know the funny thing? One, uh-oh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 things written here. And I've already said 5 of them.
You've already said 5 of them? All right. Well, how? Okay. We're going to have to unpack
this. Because they tied in. Mm-hmm. They tied in together. And then the last one, I probably wouldn't even get to it because it's just a stupid joke that I'm trying to figure out how to insert somewhere.
Ah, Well, we don't want a bunch of stupid jokes, but maybe if we get to both the timing and the atmosphere correct, it won't be as stupid as you think.
Yep. It's all about the timing. If it works, then it works. If not, y'all will never hear it. I'll tell you off air.
So I guess we should explore, like, I guess I don't know how many different ways this has been misused, but I think that many people completely misunderstood the situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of another way, like, I can't think of a way right off the top how people actually used it, but I will say that once I actually figured it out, then it didn't even feel like you know, people say it like it's a zinger. You know what I mean? Like, they got you. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And I'm like, now that I understand what it was saying, I'm like, yeah, that's true. But okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why. Like, you go ahead.
You go first.
No, I'm just gonna say it's not like, so now it's not like it used to kind of shut a situation down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when you came to this point, this was like this statement would come like a hammer, you know, to kind of shut a situation down. Somebody that basically, I guess, they was double dipping or maybe cheating. I don't know what cheating looks like. I've never done that before, so you shouldn't look at me like that. Why are you looking at me like that? I mean, everybody did it. Everybody did it. Everybody a little bit had their cake and was trying to eat it too.
In the past.
Actually, you know what now though, when you even talking about in reference to, you know, cheating, technically it can't really apply, right? Because it's two different cakes. Uh-oh.
Now, that's where I was going with it.
All right.
Because the thing is, like I said earlier, it just means I can't keep her. I can't have my cake and eat it too. So what she was meaning in the past, and look, first of all, let me say this. I'm able to speak so freely about the whole cheating thing because it's so far in the past that I'm not worried about my wife sitting here and watching the show and then feeling some kind of way because it never happened to her. You know, right. She never had to worry about this. So, so me and her can sit there and laugh at my exes anyway. So, I'm joking, by the way, kind of. So, but I say kind of because her and Terrell's mother, they get along just great. They're wonderful friends. So I'm talking
Everybody doesn't know who Terrell is.
If they know that I'm Terrell, I'm sure they can put two and two together. Now, if they get five, then they need to go to school. But
oh, you just went muted. I can't hear you at all right now. What happened?
Really? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now? Quite seriously, I can tell what you're saying from your facial expression, and I could read your lips just a second, but.
Okay, can you hear me now, though?
I cannot hear you now.
Really?
Really. I'm reading your lips. I promise you, this ain't a prank.
Can you hear me now?
Nope, now I can hear you.
That was crazy.
Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, so I have to do the whole show like this now, Alexis.
No. I can hear you now. I don't know what happened, man. I was trying to see if maybe something came unplugged or something, but nope. But anyway,
we're gonna go ahead and assume that everybody else could hear me, and it was only on your end.
Well, tell me what you said.
I don't even remember.
You know, you was probably saying it because they know that you're Terrell, and they can assume that Terrell you're speaking of. Exactly. I mean, you could have been speaking in third person.
I could, because I do that, but I wasn't.
Okay, well, fine. Yeah. All right, so back to having your cake and eating it, too.
So, you know, in the past, like, I really wish that I would have known the true meaning and exactly what he meant when he first came up with this, because, like I said earlier, you know, it just means that, you know, they say you can't have your cake and eat it, too, meaning you can have the cake. But if you're going to eat it, then you have to eventually get rid of it because you can't do the two things at the same time. You can't have it and get rid of it at the same time. So cool. So in the past, when a woman told me you can't have your cake and eat it too, to me, that means I can still have this other woman. I just can't keep her.
Wait a minute. Nope, doesn't register.
All right, put it this way. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Meaning, you can have the cake, but when you eat it, you get rid of it, right? So you can't have it and get rid of it at the same time.
Well, okay. So, I mean, you can go a little bit too deep into the situation, especially when you think literally about eating a piece of cake, right? You can't eat the cake and expect for the cake to be on the plate. However, I did consume the cake. So technically, I both ate and have the cake. Okay. It has become a part of me.
All right. Until that bathroom run.
Well, that was just disgusting. Did anybody appreciate that? Raise your hand if you appreciated that. No? No? All right. That was disgusting and uncalled for, as a matter of fact. I would appreciate if you would filter further comments in that nature. Jesus, what's going on here? Kids today, I tell you, right? So, but this situation, but this have your cake and eat it too. I think if you can produce the cake, if you can continue to produce the cake, then, I mean, obviously, ultimately, you're going to run shy of resources, I guess, maybe. You know what I mean? But as I put it out there, I really put it out there because I was, like, really happy about having understood it for what it is, right? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I guess I didn't have, like, a counterpoint, if you will, to this particular quote. So, wow, I'm kind of stuck right now.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something. When I was coming up with my notes for this, I was like, this show isn't gonna be as long as the other shows because, like, this it's one of those things where you get to the point, like, okay, with so many of our other quotes.
Right.
I've been able to come from a perspective and you have been able to come from a different perspective.
Right.
I knew we were going to see this the same way.
Ah.
And okay. I was like, all right. So that kind of it kind of limits the conversation when we both see this. You know, at that point now what we both could do is pretty much expound. Mm-hmm. But I feel like us both expounding on this, we're going to expound in the same way.
I guess that's true. Okay. I guess that's true. In that case, we can shift gears real quick, right?
Okay.
Because we're coming up on 20 minutes. I think everybody's pretty clear that you can't have your cake and eat it too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I did think about, because this was one of two quotes that I was choosing for this week. The other one was, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
Hold up. You want me to change the quote at the bottom of the screen?
Well, we don't have to change it. I mean, we can in the middle of the show, but then we got to change the title. It's going to have to be, you can't have your cake and eat it too, because what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong.
I tell you what, let's connect the two.
All right, how are you going to do that one?
Let me see if I can do this. Okay, so you can't have your cake and eat it too, because when you're doing that, you are doing... Now, if we think about it in terms of how it's normally used or it's cheating, or, okay, let me say this. It was used as far as cheating when it was said to me. Now, I've heard it said in other ways. It was said to me, it was because of cheating.
I'm telling you what. You know what? Your life before wife was pretty goddamn questionable, okay? Let's just go ahead and put that out there for the people. All right? Well,
what are the questions?
No. I didn't say I got questions about it. I said it was questionable. All right.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. I finally got it right. Okay.
That's what's up.
Look, exactly. You know,
that's what's
up. I found this woman, I was like, this is the cake that I want to eat.
What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
See? We just put it together. But that's why I feel like we should shift and we should merge these two episodes. Boom. Now, we might be able to put, to expound on what's right is right and what's wrong a little bit more. But since I had both quotes in mind and I just kind of threw a dart in the dark to see which one was going to come up first, the cake one came up first. But I think everybody pretty much understands that. I think it's clear. Excuse me. If they didn't know, then they know now. You know what I mean? What's that? Ain't that that's a lyric, right? If you don't know, now you know. Okay.
It's Biggie.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess some people are going to be like, really? You just couldn't quote.
Yeah, they are, because I was thinking that.
Well, fine. Look, I ain't going to say, okay. All right, I'm going to put it out there real quick. I wasn't a huge Biggie fan, homie. Okay, I wasn't a big fan of Biggie. I wasn't a big fan of KRS-One. I catch flack for that all the time. All right, there. I put it out there for the people, and it is what it is. Now, as we shift. can we shift? Are you okay with that? You good with that?
I'm cool with the shift, but I want to see if we can connect the two.
Well, we might be able to connect the two in the midst of the conversation.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
We might be able to. Yeah. But because see this right here, just that quote. First of all, I don't know who first person to say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. But I love it because I'm as black and white as they come. And yes, for you to be able to say, I love that. I love that. I love that situation. I love that if I can get somebody to believe that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, I don't have to deal with the motivation. What was the emotion? What was he feeling when he did this? What was he going through? I don't care what you was going through, homie. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. So let me ask first question. How do you feel about that statement? Because you know you a gray mother.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out who said it first. So the way I feel about it, man, it depends. You know, I think that here's the gray area.
Go ahead.
What's right to you may not be right to me. What's wrong to you may not be wrong to me.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is you can't please everybody all of the time, right? So if I'm going to wait, or if you're going to wait for us to be in agreement about what's right and what's wrong, based on interpretation, then nothing really could end up being right or wrong. And I think there have to be some universal truths. You know what I mean? I think there got to be some universal truths that say, okay, this is a hard no. This is definitely a hard yes. Because if not, what are you building any rule on, any structure, any government? What are you building any of it on? If it's all just left up to interpretation. Now, mind you, now I will say this. There is a little bit of a, I guess we could say gray area, right? Because there is a discussion that comes in a way of, you know, let's just deal with crime, right? Mm-hmm. If you deal with crime, crime is wrong. Just crime in general is wrong. But you still get your day in court. You know what I mean? So it ain't that, it ain't just, you did it. We saw you do it, you're going to jail. You still get your day in court. And then, but then, you know, I guess that's where you can really manipulate the system. Because then you deal with insanity, you deal with emotional instability, you deal with PTSD from he was traumatized because he was touched as a kid. And so this, you know, all of this type of stuff. And I mean, I'm not going to say that this stuff is not valid and not worthy of consideration, but ultimately, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. You know what I mean? So, now you know what? This actually makes me... Go ahead. You were going to say something. I saw it.
No,
you
wasn't.
Good. No, you was pregnant just now. I saw it.
I mean, I'm definitely not going to do it because you got me pregnant now. Like, I'm like...
So, okay, so you for abortion is what you're saying.
I don't believe that they should that anybody should tell a woman what she can do with her body. Now that we got that out the way, I've changed the quote at the bottom of the screen. I got right. both up down there now.
Let's run and drag.
All right.
Well, now hold on a second, because this show is about to be, you about to put miscellaneous at the bottom of the screen is what's about to happen. Because now this ain't even reference to a quote, but just now what you said in reference to women and nobody should tell a woman what she can do with her body, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that I want to agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. The only issue I have with that, I can't tell a woman what she can do with her body, but she can flat out tell me what she gonna do with my baby. I got a problem with that.
Well,
because if you don't want her, you don't want him. Give him here.
Yeah, but the thing is this. That's a conversation that we probably should have had before we laid down and have sex. Like the thing is, we both made the decision.
I don't stop saying sex. We. Say me and the young lady, or okay, you and the young lady. Right, stop saying we.
All right.
But that just sounds weird.
The two people, it felt weird. The two people decided to, I think we could tie this into the quote too, but okay. The two people decided to lay down and have sex, or stand up and have sex, however they did it. But you were well aware of the fact that you can get pregnant. And it, as the man, that you can get her pregnant, you know what's up, you know what's going on. So you got to okay. know going into it that there's the possibility of you impregnating this woman. Now, once you've impregnated her, even though that's your child as well, it's in her body. She's the one that's affected by this the most.
Okay, I give you that.
So it's her decision.
But what I'm saying is, you got 9-10 months given a healthy situation
mm-hmm.
to contend with the sister, and then you just give me my baby and walk off. So, and you say she's the one that's affected by it the most. Yeah, physically, immediately she's affected by it the most. But if I'm mm-hmm. saying, give me my child, you had 9 months that you carried him or her. 10 months maybe at the most, and now you're done. Give me my child and walk off. I'm done. You ain't got nothing else to do. That's, I got the rest of this.
That's her, yeah, but I got, that has to deal with that for those 9 or 10 months though.
Yeah, and but if she now doesn't want to do that,
then
but again, that's a situation that you should have discussed before they're having sex.
Right. But that goes both ways. You got to understand.
You go both
ways. There is the what'd you say? What'd you say?
You go both ways.
Oh, let me make this clear.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sipping on immaturity right now.
You are. So, but you know, you gotta understand, you know, if you taking that chance of getting a woman pregnant, you gotta understand everything that comes with that. What comes with that is her getting pregnant. What also comes with that is her making a decision about the baby that's inside of her. Mm-hmm. So as the man, yeah, you should have had that discussion too. That can go both ways. But the fact of the matter is, she's the one with the most control right here. So you ain't got no choice but to go along with what she said.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. The control is where the imbalance occurs, right? The control is definitely where the imbalance occurs. But what I just don't dig, I get that they the one that got to carry the child. But I don't understand how the father and his emotional state is 100% discounted. Completely discounted. Because the thing is, if you choose to abort the child, you like, whatever, dude. As far as you're concerned, you figure I'm free. Nah, that was my baby. Now, if you decide to keep him, I can't make the decision to say, ah, well, you know, you decided to keep her. It's on you. Hell no. You can't do that. Law says you can't do that. You know what I mean? And that's crazy. It's not an even playing field when the situation is that, okay, you make the decision of who's dealing with what and how they're going to deal with what, when they're going to deal with it. And I'm completely involved only after you decide that I am. But if I want to be involved and I'm willing to say, have my baby, hand me my baby, walk off. Nope. And I get she got to go through 9 months. I get that. But ain't she got to go through that by herself. She don't. So anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of spewing on that. That kind of.
It's cool. Huh? I added some more to the quote at the bottom. So we cool. We can keep going with this.
Uh-oh. What is this? What's right? And some other stuff. Well, you know what the truth is, that we haven't come at y'all for a couple of weeks, so we got a couple things stored up. You know what I mean? That's just real. We got a couple things stored up, and if you've been listening to the show, you know we got a lot of fun with the show. All right, and we gotta maintain a spontaneous atmosphere. We got a goal, we got a destination to where we're going, but we also know how to pivot so that you can enjoy the show regardless. Because I ain't gonna front, sometimes I don't take no notes. And when I say sometimes, I mean I have yet to take notes concerning any particular quote. So sometimes we got to pivot, and we need you to pivot with us and just enjoy the show. All right? You might mess around and get a quote from something that we're talking about right now. You have to go take a look in the mirror and reflect on it yourself. So I'm just saying, sometimes you just got to flow. You got to be like water. Situation is pretty fluid. It's going to take some twists and some turns, but we're going to get the way it is that we have to go. But in reference to that situation, that's just something personal for me. I happen to full on enjoy being a father, and I don't enjoy being a father just because, or should I say, it ain't an obligatory situation. I'm trapped, so now I'm making the best out of a bad situation. Nah. If you wanted to walk off and leave me with my child, that baby would do well. All right?
Yo. You know what? It's funny that we did this, that we did it like this. Check this out. I had a conversation with a woman last week. I went to go get my car washed. And I'm about to connect all three of these in the conversation that me and her had.
Nice.
It was almost as if she was a sweet woman, but it was almost as if she was just looking for an opportunity to talk about the whole abortion thing with this whole Roe versus Wade thing.
It's fresh. So, it's fresh now.
Right. So she just kind of she found a segue that just didn't fit. We were talking about grandkids, and she was talking about her grandkids. I was talking about my grandson, and then it somehow went to abortion. I'm like, where did this come from? Right. So, but. She was saying that she does not believe in abortions. And I'm like, cool, I'm not a fan of abortions either. But I'm also not a fan of telling people what to do with their bodies. And she said, well, they should have thought about that before they laid down and had sex. And then she starts telling me a story about a woman who was who had actually cheated on her husband and got pregnant. I guess she was having her cake and eating it too.
I mean, I would have to say that's exactly what she was doing. And
yeah, so, well, if we're going to use it the way people use it, then yeah,
that's right. Right.
Yeah. She was, and this woman was very black and white as far as abortions being wrong. And, and if you get pregnant with the kid, then that's right. So when her mind was right and right, what's wrong is wrong. So
nice. Back to
the abortion thing. So we're connecting all three of these things, right? So she said that in the past, she felt the same way that I felt, that, you know, you shouldn't tell a person what to do with their body. But she changed her mind. She changed her mind. She said that that it was wrong. This woman also decided to, and this is where I started to check out, but thank God her car was fixed, because she was there before me. They had just finished her car and it was time for her to go. She said that after she said that, you know, about that you know, if you get pregnant, you should definitely have the baby. She said, plus, sex isn't even supposed to be enjoyable.
What?
Your car's ready.
Hold on. Sex isn't supposed to be enjoyable based on what? Like, what was her point of reference?
Based on her. Now, according to her, it's wrong to have sex for the purpose of enjoying it and for the purpose of it being pleasurable.
In her mind, she's saying this should just be right. About procreation.
Right, exactly. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. It's wrong to have sex for the purpose of being pleasurable. It's right to have sex for the purpose of procreation. And I looked at her and I thought, because she was older, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, divorced. How long have you been since you've had sex?
Oh, she was divorced. I guarantee you, she was either divorced or she was widowed by suicide,
or. Her husband was somewhere having his cake and eating it too.
Yeah, he was definitely having his cake and eating it too at 100%. Because that situation, I don't understand that one at all. I have heard people say that, though, that you're only supposed to have it for the purpose of procreation. But if you're going to act like it don't feel good, then you're doing it wrong.
Right.
And for the wrong reason, for that matter. So, you know what? This is what I love about this podcast. People, look here. On Colts and Mirrors, sometimes we just go shoot, and whatever come out is whatever come out, especially after a couple of weeks of not being on the air. You know what I mean? I say on the air. Is this considered on the air?
Yeah.
Is that a live statement about being on the air? Is that a live statement?
Yeah, we're going to call it the air. I mean, it's going to be whatever we want it to be. It's ours.
Yeah, I guess, because we are definitely off the rails right now. We are definitely off the rails right now, but I ain't gonna front. I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm kind of digging it. It's been a stressful day, so right now, to not have to stay in a particular lane just because it's our show and we can do what we want to do with it is actually great. yeah it is actually pretty dope. And anybody that decided to turn us off, I'm not gonna be negative. Let me pull it back in. I'm not gonna be negative. We would like for you to listen to the next show and those prior to this particular episode. Yeah.
And all the ones afterwards.
All the ones after, because we ain't going to stop.
Nah, we ain't stopping. Y'all going to keep talking. We going to keep on having quotes.
But I just want to jump into a situation concerning what's right and right and what's wrong is wrong. Not a particular situation, but I find that it's just more productive to kind of live like that. Like, certain things you just got to accept. Okay, my bad. Regardless as to why I did it, I shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? Because I get so sick and tired of, well, like I said in the beginning, you don't know what they were thinking or what was the emotion. What were they feeling? Yo, real rap, feelings, they're temporary. You know what I mean? But the outcome of what you do based on whatever feeling can easily be very, very permanent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think you got to think about that in the beginning. You got to think about that when you start to feel these things. Like, yo, I'm about to do some wrong ish, like, for real, and it's gonna be wrong. Like, there ain't no fixing it. What I'm about to do is a pretty terminal situation. It's gonna be wrong. And I think if you think along those lines, and you have a more clear scope of honestly just how you need to move, because you can either decide I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna deal with whatever comes for this wrong that I'm about to do. Or I'm going to think about it now and I'm not going to engage. Mm-hmm. But I think people that deal with the gray area and they deal with an emotional situation, they respond immediately to emotions, which again is a temporary situation, and they cause a permanent outcome. I think if they thought more along the lines of what's right is right, what's wrong, they wouldn't have to deal with that.
What if they don't? What if their definition of wrong isn't the same as somebody else's? Like, whoever else is involved in the situation, what if they don't necessarily see it as wrong?
But I mean, can you give an example of that?
Yeah, so I'll go back to the example of the woman with the that I was talking to at the car wash. She mm-hmm. thinks it's wrong to have sex for the purpose of it being pleasurable. I think she's wrong. I know yeah. she's wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
She thinks it's wrong to have abortions. I don't think that it's wrong. I don't think it feels right, but I don't think it's wrong.
Well, I think that it kind of depends on the situation. If you use an abortion as a birth control, that's wrong.
I can see that. All right, I can definitely agree with that. Yeah.
However, if you don't want to bring a child into the world that is a product of rape, I think you're righting a wrong. You know what I mean? Because what that child has to carry, my father was a rapist, yo. Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So what he has to carry going forward, so I think you'd be righting a wrong by doing abortion, you know, because it started wrong.
So does righting a wrong contradict what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong?
Nah. Why do you ask that?
Content.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have stumbled into a transparent hour. Oh. That's hilarious. But nah, I don't think so at all. I think that it's two separate things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Somebody made the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. You identify it as a wrong decision, so you don't continue along that path. You make a right decision.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you see abortion as wrong, but what led to the decision to have the abortion was wrong, now you're making the abortion right. Is that a contradiction? Okay. Or have we stumbled into a gray area? Or have you stumbled into the gray area that you always like to avoid?
Well, you know, if I'm in a gray area, I definitely stumbled. Okay. You know that. All right. I definitely stumbled if I'm here. So so let me think about what you're saying. Okay. So if abortion is wrong, mm-hmm. but. So I think, okay, so now I guess I'm thinking about, and this might just be being justifying the situation, but the origin of a circumstance of the situation is wrong. So if abortion itself is wrong, it is wrong when it's used as birth control. But now, okay, now I guess the answer to that question would have to be yes, because now I'm not just, now I'm dealing with the conditions of the situation to determine whether or not it's wrong, and it's not so black and white anymore. All right, you got me on that. Boom. There, I have to concede that the Grays win. That was a baseball team back in the day, wasn't it?
The Grays?
Yeah. That was I think that was an African-American, I say African-American.
Oh, in the Negro Leagues?
Yeah, I think that was.
I got to double check. I don't know.
When you say double check, did you check once before?
No. Yo, I'm going to tell you what I started to do. I started to make a double play joke. And I didn't connect in the moment. And I said, I got to think about that, but I don't have time to think about that because we're doing a podcast. So
you was going to have to abort the mission midway through?
You're good at this.
I'm nice. And when I say nice right now, it is a colloquialism for I am borderline inebriated, as a matter of fact. So
yo, anybody that says that they are inebriated is drunk.
First of all, if you could say inebriated, that's evidence that you are not drunk, sir. Thank you very much. I need you to go ahead and acknowledge that. Inebriated. See that? Boom. At any rate, this has actually been pretty fun.
It has.
Because I think, you know, we had some places we was going, but we had to go ahead and be real. And we're like, we didn't actually jump into this. This is only about 19 minutes of conversation.
So, if
you recap, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. For those of you who don't understand it, it simply means that you cannot consume your cake and expect to be looking down at the same plate and the same piece of cake as you assume, consume this cake. Man, I'm trying to tell you, it was a great, like, epiphany to actually understand that. And you know what? I say that it's not possible that I was the one that was late to the game. But since you also had an understanding when you looked it up, then maybe other people definitely, well, we know other people because we heard them use it wrong. You know what I mean?
I'm sure everybody is going to be like, oh, wow, that's what it really means. Like, yo, I want so badly to call every woman that has ever said that to me and tell them, you're right.
Right.
You are absolutely right. I couldn't have my cake and eat it too. So I had my cake and then I got rid of it. Forgive me. You have no choice but to forgive me. I did what you told me to do. You told me I couldn't have my cake and eat it too. So I had it, had her, and I got rid of her. So I don't understand what the big deal is. Leave me alone.
You and these cheating references, they're a little concerning. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're just a little concerning.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something. It's so much fun to be able to do that when you're a faithful man. You know, you're able to look back at the past and laugh and joke, and you know that your wife is going to be watching the show, and she's going to be sitting there laughing at it too, because she ain't the one that had to deal with it. You know, like
that's true. Just,
man,
that's true. It
feels wonderful.
I'm not even gonna beat you up about your past. Instead, I'm going to celebrate your growth.
Yeah, yep. Celebrate my growth.
Yeah, completely self-righteously, as if I never had any situation.
Right.
Yeah, just so you know.
Like I'm the only one sharing.
Oh, yeah, we're only talking about you, just so you know. We are only talking about you. I don't care how confidently I can step into that arena. I've chosen not to. Yep, not even going to worry about it. I love you, Mika. Not even gonna worry about it.
See, it wouldn't even apply because we're talking about the past. We're talking about before our wives. That's what we're talking about.
Our wives
ain't have to deal with this.
That's true. I mean, but you know, sometimes that situation can end up being pretty sticky, man. You start talking about past relationships, and sometimes it can be pretty sticky. You know what I mean? Because if you resemble anything close to who that cat used to be, or who, you know, then you could pull the string on a, you know, on a sweater and unravel it pretty quickly. You know what I mean? So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, that's you know how to fix that, right? With your wife, you should get upset about stuff like that. You know how to fix it, right?
I don't know. I'm about to learn some. Oh, he said, eat the cake. I mean, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
You know what's funny? So Ma calls me after every show, and she tells me how much she loved the show, and then she talks about certain parts. She's going to call me after hearing that, right?
Well, this one's going to be ridiculous. She's going to
say, you are a disgusting dog.
She is. She's going to say, she's going to smack your face. This is ridiculous. Okay. And I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there for the people. Ma, he did say that by himself. Just so you know. Okay? Just so you, I am just as shocked as you are. I don't even know what he means by eat the cake, ma. I don't even know.
So now you can expect a phone call too, because she knows you know. Okay.
My phone is dead. Anyway, I think we done got all the juice out of this miscellaneous fruit that we can possibly squeeze this evening.
Yeah, we sure have.
So, and I can't even tell you what it's gonna taste like. I ain't gonna lie to you. So we thank you all for listening. This has been episode 12 of Quotes and Mirrors. It got a little bit off the rails, but I guess it was supposed to. We hope that you learned something. We know that you learned something because all of y'all didn't know what that quote meant. All
right.
All of y'all didn't know. So we know that
you learned something. I don't think none of y'all knew.
Nah, you got some takeaway. That's for sure. They got some takeaway. Yeah. All right. And they can't even blame me on being light or dark skinned because both of us is on this goddamn podcast.
I ain't light skinned.
Oh, you light skinned.
Just because you're so dark, it does not make me light.
You light skinned. You look at you in your shirt, sitting there looking like a Texas A&M fan. Look at you. Look at you. You can't help it. It's okay. Don't be defending being light skinned. You better be light skinned.
Man, that you like that drink, don't you? That drink making you feel good.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, there's nothing left in this bottle.
Well, that's only because you can't have your drink and drink it too.
I can't have my drink and drink it too. It is a part of me, as a matter of fact. All right.
Well, that bathroom run.
You know what? He did it again, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 12, Quotes and Mirrors, off the rails. It has come to a close on this evening. I am Uncommentary.
And I am Terrell James. And on that note, and I quote, peace out. Peace.